This story here, let me click out of this, and I want to find the appropriate music for this story.
Oh, no. Not okay.
That's not funny?
No.
Mm-hmm. All right, just testing it out.
Yeah.
No, it's a sad and weirdly Utah story, the cruise ship murder that really the nation is talking about. Dude charged yesterday with killing his wife aboard a Princess cruise ship in Alaska. Kenneth Manzanares faces murder charges in the death of his 39-year-old wife, Christy. The dispute occurred Tuesday evening where witnesses saw her laughing at him. And he said to her, "You can't stop laughing at me? What, you can't stop laughing at me?" He dragged her into their cabin, and then cruise officials were like, "Something's weird here." They bust in. They found like a kind of a horrific murder scene.
Ugh.
And the guy apparently pretty much copped to it and said, "My life is over," in his affidavit. He spontaneously said this. In a weird twist, I guess you were looking at Facebook.
So I was on Facebook and I saw a guy, Seidel, said, "Holy crap, I went to high school with this dude." So I reached out to him and texted him and I was like, "Hey, do you want to talk to us at all about the guy who just committed the murder on the cruise ship?" And he was like, "No, I didn't really know the guy like at all." So he just happened to go to high school with him. He doesn't really have anything to say about it.
So we scared up Guy Seidel, and Guy Seidel is on the phone with us right now. Hello, Guy.
Hello.
Hey, Guy, it's Fook and Lindsay.
What's happening?
The cruise ship killer story. It's all that anybody is talking about in Utah right now. You spent your formative years with him. So can you give us a detailed psychological profile of what he was like in high school?
Not in the slightest bit. We passed each other in the hallway once or twice. He was a couple years older than me.
When you passed him in the hall, did you get that sense, though, that he was raging psychotic?
No. No. And he drove a red truck. That's about all I could tell you about the guy.
I'm sure an FBI profiler could make a few conclusions based on a red truck. It seems that he killed his wife because she was laughing at him. Was he a guy that was often laughed at in high school?
No. I got to reinstate. I don't know him. I don't know his wife, but he was a popular athlete.
What sport did he play?
Football.
Football.
Yeah, football.
Okay, so possible CTE connection here, as we've learned recently.
Yes, Investigator Fook.
Mm-hmm. And not at one point in time, when people chuckled at him, say he told a joke that didn't bomb. You know what we're talking about there, Guy.
It's
a comedian.
Yeah.
Not once did a look of rage maybe flash over his face, then was like neatly tucked away in that compartment of his brain that was crazy.
No idea. Again, I did not know the guy whatsoever. Did not know the wife whatsoever. You could probably find somebody closer to those two if you went out in the hallway and flagged somebody down. I just happened to be in the same building with the guy for a few months in 1995.
Okay, so you were close friends with this guy in high school, and were he and his wife high school sweethearts? It's his current wife.
From what I understand, I didn't know her at all.
And you attended their wedding and were best man. What was that like?
None whatsoever.
Guy Seidel, we have to thank you. You paint a rich picture, a rich and frightening picture, of this gentleman, and we appreciate we appreciate your expert analysis. Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Have you ever been on an Alaska cruise? What was that like?
Nope. I have no desire to ever go to Alaska.
Guy Seidel, everybody.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. When's your next gig? Can we plug your next gig or something?
I don't have one. I wish I did.
Yes, you do. You have one August 8th at the Humane Society of Utah.
Oh, yeah.
With the Guy and Marcus show.
Yep, to get Lindsay out of cat jail.
All right, so that's high on his list of performances he's looking forward to.
Yes. Clearly, he's been preparing. Yes. He is extremely excited about it.
I was so excited about it, I forgot.
Yeah,
all right.
It happens sometimes. I know.
And Guy Seidel, everyone. Thank you, Guy.
Love you.
Thank you.